Welcome to the NAR Commercial Intelligence Briefing, brought to you by the National Association of Realtors. I'm your host, Steve Lubetkin. In this program, a conversation with Bo Beery, CPM, CCIM, Vice President of Commercial Real Estate at AMJ Incorporated of Gainesville, Florida, a leading regional developer of office, retail, and multifamily projects in North Central Florida. Bo started his career at Trammell Crow, gaining experience in development and property management. Today, he's responsible for the brokerage and asset management of AMJ's diverse commercial portfolio, as well as the due diligence and acquisition of prospective investments. He also serves as president of AMJ's brokerage division, AMJ Realty Incorporated. Bo is also active as a regional director for the University of Florida Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, where he works with a group of more than 1,600 real estate professionals, providing its members with strong networking, educational, and professional opportunities, as well as access to the resources of the University of Florida's Center for Real Estate Studies and its advisory board. They also mentor masters in real estate students and work to create scholarships for them. Bo has a BS in marketing and a master's in real estate from the University of Florida, and he's also earned two NAR affiliate credentials. He has the IREM Certified Property Manager designation and the CCIM Certified Commercial Investment Member. In fact, in 2006, he held the distinction of becoming the youngest person to attain the CCIM designation in his market, which at its core prepares members to advise clients on real estate investing. He's also the youngest recipient of NAR's 2010 National Commercial Award. In the same year, Bo was awarded the 2010 Dean of Commercial Real Estate, marking the second year in a row he's received that honor, which is the association's top commercial real estate award. Bo Beery, welcome to NAR's Commercial Intelligence Briefing Podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here, Steve.
Bo, I'm sure our listeners know that many universities across the country have real estate programs, but I would suspect not many realtors are taking advantage of those resources. Could we start with you maybe giving an overview of some of these programs?
Sure. You know, I think that with most courses of university study, a university real estate program, you know, it's multifaceted. There's academically, the undergraduate builds an understanding of the basic real estate and business principles, and you know, they move on to financing and knowledge of various sectors within the industry, and you know, also what shapes it, which is, you know, public policy and municipality influences and land use and syndication. There's property management, and then at the graduate level, you know, these programs, they become far more intense and in depth, and they just get a lot more hands on.
But there's also a non-academic angle, right?
Yeah, that's right. The non-academic component of these programs is probably the most useful aspect of the program, in my opinion. Industry professionals are making big impacts on our future real estate professionals. And these are at some of the top universities in the country. Within these elite programs, it's realtors who have become directors of the real estate department. They're mentoring some of these students. And some have become, you know, professors and advisory board members. And, you know, the advisory board members, those are the guys that are sort of working to strengthen the quality and visibility of these programs. And they also provide direction for continued growth. And, you know, it's just exciting because realtors are indeed raising the level of these programs. You know, some are doing it by simply offering their time and expertise, and some providing financial support.
What do you think the primary benefits of these programs to realtors have been, and what do they promise for the future going forward?
I think there's two avenues of benefits to realtors. The first avenue, of course, is, you know, you could enroll as a student and gain some of the most advanced analytical knowledge of real estate that you ever thought possible. Now, the second one is the one I'm most excited about, and that's just getting involved as an industry professional, lending your time and expertise, while gaining access to a tremendous amount of information and resources. And, you know, I get to see those benefits firsthand, Steve. I've mentioned access. Let me just elaborate a little bit. We're talking about, you know, access to just top-notch research and surveys, to a real estate brain trust, if you will, and access to a vast network of people and expertise. It's being able to network with the industry's best, and you know, these include nationally published professors. It's about being able to mentor undergraduate and graduate real estate students, and you know, having an impact on their future in the industry. It's very rewarding. It's also having access to these students for future employment. And you know, these students, they aren't just 22-year-old newbies in the business. You know, these students in these top graduate real estate programs in the country, they have an average of 5 to 7 years of business experience before entering this program, and some have a lot more. It's also being able to attend events put on by alumni in various parts of the nation. And, you know, usually this is for very little or no cost at all. It's also about, you know, just you can also bring real-world case studies to the class to get a different perspective on how to solve a problem. Essentially, you could loan your specific problem to 30 or so brilliant young minds and see if they can't find a solution that you never thought of, you know, sort of simultaneously teaching them valuable real-world, you know, deal decision making in the process. But lastly, it's about just sort of getting plugged into you know, an extensive job board of available opportunities all over the country. And this is from, you know, other friends and alumni of the program there.
Bo, I know you're working closely with the University of Florida's program, the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. First, why don't you tell us who Bergstrom is?
Sure. Mr. Bergstrom is a graduate of UF with an MBA in real estate. He's been a supporter ever since. In 2006, he had actually endowed the center to help provide the resources necessary, you know, to take this program to the next level. Mr. Bergstrom is president of Bergstrom Investment Management, and he's involved in various investment groups ranging from real estate to new company startups. And he also happens to be the 2010-2011 chairman of the center's advisory board.
Okay, we also know that Tim Becker, a fellow CCIM and realtor, is the program's director. He was in commercial development, but now he works full-time to run the UF program. How's his leadership affecting the program?
Oh, man, you know, Tim Becker has been just instrumental in helping to take the program to a new level. He's actually the first full-time director, which gives the professors additional time to focus on you know, what they do best, which is research and academics. Tim is just super smart. He's got a degree in nuclear engineering from UF. And I actually met him. It's a funny story. I met him while taking the CCIM exam, where he sat right next to me during the exam. And he was this is a room of about 300 people. And he was the first to finish the exam. I mean, hours before anyone else in the auditorium. The guy is just wicked smart. I think UF's real estate program has benefited because of Tim's real-world industry experience as both a realtor and developer. You know, he brings a host of connections with other industry professionals with him, and this just helps to strengthen the program. And I can tell you that, you know, watching this whole thing shape, being able to join academia with real-world professionals has been just a total recipe for greatness.
Well, your enthusiasm for the program is duly noted, Bo. Tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can get involved in it.
Realtors can plug into the power of university real estate programs at just about any level they choose, Steve. You know, it could be as light as responding to surveys, you know, for input to as heavy as mentoring students. And, you know, some realtors could be invited to become board members, which is sort of the ultimate honor. They've also been invited to do, you know, case study lectures, or you could orchestrate local events in your geographic area that focus on various industry topics. And, you know, most of these include networking and solid speakers. A good place to start is to call your closest university's real estate program and just ask them how you can get plugged into their network. Ask them if they have, you know, research surveys that you could help with, or, you know, students that may be in the same industry as you that are looking to get in the same industry that you could help mentor. Perhaps they need a real-world case study to be brought to class so the students can exercise their academic skills. But, you know, one of the main things is you want to get on their email distribution list so that you can hear when the next real estate conference is or where the next local event is being held. And, you know, every program has a director of admissions. You know, for instance, at the University of Florida, you know, Pam DeMichael is the director of admissions, and she handles all the calls.
Now, Bo, I know you're familiar with real estate programs at some of the other major universities. What do you consider the top 10 or so?
Well, that's funny, Steve. You know, actually, one's right there in your backyard at the University of Pennsylvania. Other ones on the East Coast, there's the University of Connecticut, There's New York University, the University of Georgia, and of course, my favorite, the University of Florida. In the Midwest, there's the University of Wisconsin, there's the University of Illinois, and the University of Texas. And then in the West, there's the University of California at Berkeley, and then, of course, the University of Southern California.
So you spend a lot of time speaking with these professors. What is your sense of what they think about the importance of the industry being involved with their programs?
Well, you know, of course, the UF professors are the ones I know the best. There's Dr. David Ling and Dr. Wayne Archer. They always speak about the significance of interaction with commercial real estate practitioners, you know, like developers and lenders and appraisers. And, you know, they talk about how this interaction has been just one of the keys to being ranked in the top 10 university programs in the country. You know, they believe, as I do, that academia, you know, provides exceptional payback for industry professionals, you know, who are willing to donate their time and resources to these university real estate programs.
Now, you've given us some pretty good insights into your experiences with the University of Florida real estate program, and you've given us kind of a list of top schools. Are there some other universities that have similar opportunities for realtors and other industry professionals?
Yes, Steve. You know, there's USC, there's UPenn's Wharton, Wisconsin, MIT, Cornell. All of them have really strong real estate organizations, and all of them focus on developing relationships with alumni and other industry professionals. You know, I'll give you three or four examples. I mean, for instance, Wharton has the Wharton Real Estate Club, which has, you know, they've got really low annual dues, and it gives access to recruiting and mentorship, and, you know, you can do lunches with faculty, and there's crash courses that are given by industry professionals, and they even do periodic property tours and just various other networking events. And then, like UF, USC's Lusk Center for Real Estate, they have a really cool speaker series where they bring in top-notch speakers for the students. And what they do is they allow other industry professionals that are there locally to attend. They also offer a very active, kind of what they call a friends and alumni program, where industry professionals can become more involved in the activities of the university. The MIT Center for Real Estate, they greatly encourage partnerships with real estate organizations and individuals. And what they do in return is they give these partners access to, you know, to their top hires, access to the students for problem solving on, you know, specific partner hurdles. It's access to the global member database, which is just totally invaluable because it's almost like a fraternity. And there's also, you know, access to university conferences and seminars, and partners also get to help the faculty in developing some of the curriculum for the students, which is really cool because, you know, this industry is always ever, you know, it's always ever changing. One of the other ones is Cornell. Cornell's real estate program has the Cornell Real Estate Council, which is a little over 1,000 alumni and friends that help with investment advice for endowment. And they also participate in symposia. They deliver lectures. They meet with students to offer industry perspectives and case studies. And it also serves as a job network for summer or, you know, it could be permanent positions as well. And Cornell also has a student-managed publication, and they call it the Cornell Real Estate Review. And this is really cool because it's where students and other industry professionals, they can submit articles for publication.
And to wrap things up, why don't you tell us a little bit about your own personal university real estate experience?
Oh, man, you know, it's been so rewarding having done this for a number of years now. And one of the things that I just enjoy doing the most is I mentor one or two students each year, and I help them with resume and cover letters, and I get them contacts for various jobs all over the country, and I make the introductions when I can, and I also help them with their advisory board live introductions. And this is it's just a real nerve-wracking event every year. These students are sort of broadcast and videotaped, and it's their introduction to the 150 advisory board members. And so I help them with their speech and how to present themselves and what to say and what not to say. I've also been asked to come in several times for the judging of class projects with other industry professionals, which is really cool because these guys come up with incredible real-life projects. They do full write-ups on them, due diligence, and the packets they come up with are outstanding. And then, you know, once a year, I usually come in and do a live case study where I will present a real deal, and I encourage the students to be interactive with me and sort of tell me what should happen next in the transaction. Essentially, I get them to think about what they would do in the same transaction. I also put on two very well-attended UF Bergstrom Center events that have become kind of popular locally. Every July, I do what's called the Bergstrom Center Beach Retreat, and this is a real cool event. It's where I take 80 real estate students and industry professionals, and which includes a number of commercial realtors, and we go to our beach house in St. Augustine, and we just have a great day of fun and education sort of combined. And then the other event is we do the Bergstrom Center Real Estate Forum, which we actually do here in Gainesville. It's an audience interactive panel discussion with, you know, with somewhere between 6 and 8 industry professionals. There's several hundred realtors and professionals that attend, and it's a place where you can gain insight on both the present and future conditions of real estate in Alachua and Marion counties, which are here locally. I've been able to help a number of students and other Bergstrom Center members find jobs around Florida, which is just incredibly rewarding and humbling. The bottom line is this. I mean, once you get plugged into these programs, it really is like a brotherhood. It's like this giant real estate fraternity of members that are just extremely loyal to each other.
Well, it sounds like a great common bond is being built. And Bo, we thank you for taking the time to tell us about it on the TNI Commercial Intelligence Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Thanks for joining us for another informative intelligence briefing podcast from the Commercial Division of the National Association of Realtors. Join us again for another program in this series. And until then, this is Steve Lubetkin. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you out there on the net. Take good care.